much where Eddie Grant came and left.
It ended on the avenue.
That's right. That's right. Murray Head. Oh, this is a good one, too. One Night in Bangkok is his big hit. He is celebrating his 78th birthday. Now, for a long time, that was Max's favorite song because he used to say it was a song about chess before chess was actually cool. So Max, for a long time, was a big fan of One Night in Bangkok.
Is he a big chess guy?
Max did play a lot of chess when he was younger. Now, I still believe he does online chess tournaments and things like that. I don't know if he's ever found anybody who will play with him one-on-one in real life, because I was never good enough to even beat him in checkers, so I certainly wasn't trying my hand at chess. And I know Corey played him a couple of times, but Corey was like, I just don't have the skills to keep up with him. So when we used to go to the UP when he was really little, his grandpa Mike also loved to play chess, so I know they used to have some pretty epic chess battles sitting out on the front porch when he was pretty little. But other than that, I think he does mostly online chess now.
Gotcha.
And gets into like international tournaments and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know. The kid's always doing something that revolves around gaming and stuff like that. But One Night in Bangkok, because I know what a lot of people think the song is about. It is not.
It's not that.
No, it is technically about chess. Yes, it is. So that's why Max always loved the song.
Well, they made a musical, didn't they? I mean, the chess, the musical,
I think so.
He might have done the music for it. I don't know.
It would make total sense if it was Murray Head. I mean, he kind of cornered the market on good songs about chess. Those don't come along easily, Finn. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. If you're celebrating a birthday today or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sean Cable's going to tell us what to expect over the next couple of days. Some sun and 50s, and then maybe some rain later this week, but he'll give you all those details. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states casting ballots in the Republican primary. Donald Trump still far ahead of Nikki Haley. However, says ABC's Ike Ajachi,
at a rally in Texas last night, Haley insisted she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden.
Republicans lost a vote on Mayorkas. They lost a vote on Israel. The RNC chair lost her job. And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
It remains unclear what Haley will do next. She has no public events scheduled today, not even an election night party. She's expected to watch tonight's results privately at home.
The Biden administration announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, the latest effort to push back on what the White House calls junk fees. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. They were hoping to reach a deal before Ramadan this weekend. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Governor Evers signed a Republican-authored bill that dramatically expands the state child care tax credit, days after vetoing three other GOP bills that would have delivered $800 million in tax cuts. The bill expands the state child care tax credit to 100% of the claimant's federal child care tax credit. Currently, filers can claim only 50% of the federal credit on state taxes. According to the Beaver Dam Fire Department, about 30 to 50 gallons of chemical leaked from a delivery truck on Friday. The Beaver Dam Fire Department was dispatched by the Dodge County Sheriff's Office to the intersection of South Central Street and West Mill Street in the city of Beaver Dam. According to officials, the report initially said a delivery truck had a container inside the truck leaking nitric acid. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny, up to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51 on Thursday, mostly cloudy with some showers by late afternoon and a high near 53. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out. Worthington, worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
It's 8:07 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. Now, we talked a little bit about Murray Head, his song One Night in Bangkok, as he celebrates his 78th birthday today. I mean, we're going to talk that much about his song and chess, then we should definitely play it. One Night in Bangkok, 99.7, Max FM.
Despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok.
muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the bones ain't free.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8. I like that song. It's a good one. Anne Murray Head celebrating a birthday today. That's like a double shot of fun right there, I tell
you. There you go. I was revisiting the lyrics just to make sure. And right away, in the beginning of the song, he says the creme de la creme of the chess world.
Yes, yes.
One of the first few lines. And by the way, I was wrong. Chess, the musical,
okay,
was not written by Murray Head. It was written by the ABBA guys, Benny and Bjorn from ABBA. I guess there was
chess.
Yeah, there was a there was a time there where chess was really hit. Now see, I love chess, but I'm not very good at it. My teenage
son,
I'm
not smart enough for chess, you know, to be quite honest. It's a game of like maneuvering and strategy, and I don't have any of those skills. I'm not good at those skills at all.
There was a point though there where we got the Murray Head song, then we got Chess the musical, and then the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Yep.
It was like there was a brief period there where chess, the chess.
There was
movement.
A little bit of a movement there, but no, it's a cool game though, and I'm in awe of people who do have enough of the skills to play it. Anything like where you have to maneuver and have some sort of strategy, not my thing. I can't play Battleship either, and there's not even the same type of maneuvering and strategy that goes into Battleship. But I stink at that game as well. I'm not very good at games just in general. Pictionary I can handle, because I can actually draw and my circles look like circles and squares look like squares. I mean, these are things that you have to have if you're going to play a good game of Pictionary, right? So I can play that one. There's not a lot of strategy that goes into that one. It's just drawing things and making your team connect dots. So I can do that. Anything that requires a full out, like let's look at the board and figure out what we're going to do. No.
You have to be good at Scrabble, though.
I get bored with Scrabble, though. Yeah. I get bored. I really, really do. I think it's a fun game for about the first 10 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. So I have a hard time with games just in general. But strategy games are one. My brain just doesn't work like that for some reason. Like, it just doesn't work like that. And Corey always laughs, and he's like, that's because your brain instantly gets a thought, and it comes out, or you have to go do it. He's like, when you that's how my brain works. Where when you're doing a strategy game, you have to keep thinking of being a step ahead, and that's just not how my brain wants to operate. My brain wants to just do what it wants to do at that moment in time. So it's why I have no filter, as a lot of people like to say. My mouth, my foot, my brain, everything gets in the way. Like,
is your brain trying to keep up with your mouth, or your mouth is trying to keep up with your brain?
Oh, usually a little bit of both, quite honestly. Yeah, there's some days that I have so many thoughts rolling through my head at one time. Like, especially when I get really excited about something, Corey will just laugh at me. He'll be like, can you just stop and take a breath for a minute? Formulate, think. Let's like try to get a cohesive word together here, because I'm trying to say it all at once and then it just comes out as bleh. You know, like it just doesn't work. So it's a little unfortunate.
Nobody in the household here likes it when I go on a rant. Nobody likes it. They're like, okay, enough. You know,
right.
I'll go out. I'll have one of my get off the lawn moments. I'll come back in and I'll be like, why does this have to happen?
Yes.
Like, for instance, okay, like we're tipping everywhere now. I mean, why are we tipping for work that we're doing? It seems like everywhere we go now, we're asked to tip when we're the ones. I mean,
That feels like a movement that started during COVID, when we were trying to take care of people who were still in those main businesses that could still be open. That feels like a movement that started then. And I appreciate people. It feels weird. Like, do I do this? Do I not do this? Like, I don't know the appropriate places to tip anymore, or if it's just everywhere. Like, I have no idea. Like, there used to be steadfast rules about this, right? Like, you tip delivery people. You tip. Here's the other thing that bothers me a little bit about tipping.
I don't mind tipping. I mean, no, I'm fine with it. When I feel like, you know, people deserve it. When a wait staff deserves tipping, or, you know, I mean, I'm good with it. If we go to a restaurant, it's, of course. You know, I mean, of course, you know.
Yep.
But some of these places, it's like, why am I being asked to leave a tip here? You know,
it's weird. And then my other conundrum is always when I have food delivered to my house, or if we're staying somewhere and we have, you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats bring us food, the tip is already baked in to some of the drivers.
Exactly.
So then you already bake in a tip there, and then you're asked to leave yet another tip, or maybe you're supposed, like, what do you do? Do you still, like, we usually, depending on how far they've had to drive to get us the food we've requested, we base our tip on that, right? And then we always make sure everything is in the bag that we've requested. Now, even if the tip is baked in, we're always going to leave them something, right? Because this is how these people make money. You got to think that for some of them, it's lucrative. Others, it's just a way to make a little part-time extra cash on the side, right?
Yeah.
So we always leave something, but it's really hard because we have some drivers who are like, no, I instantly add on a 10% tip. And some drivers are like, you can tip at the end. And I'm like, I don't know what
to do here.
It's very confusing.
It's one thing if you're having a pizza delivered and the pizza place is delivering it, then you leave a tip and that's what it is. You pay.
Then you can put it onto your online, like you can pay for it online and leave a tip, but then you've got somebody standing at your door and you're like, now do I tip now, them again?
Exactly.
Like, so I always give them like a couple bucks because we live out in the boonies, you know, we're between multiple places. So I always give them a couple bucks. We always have a few dollars sitting around just for those purposes. So I always give them a couple bucks because I've already added a tip into my online purchase when I, you know, like actually checked out of the store. And now, but they're standing here, so I don't want to look like I'm super cheap. And I do really appreciate their efforts and their job. So I want to give them something, but it's hard. It's confusing.
Yeah. I don't have the
strength.
Yeah.
Hairstylists, I know to tip. Wait staff in restaurants, I know to tip.
Yep.
Even my dog groomer, I know to tip. But now everybody else, I'm like, what do I do? Am I supposed to? Am I not supposed to? And again, I think it all started during COVID when we were trying to take care of one another the best we could.
Sure.
And trying to give people plenty of opportunities to make some cash, because we know that it was very, very hard, obviously, on the bar and restaurant industry. So, but now the rules aren't as clear cut.
Well, and
I do better with clear cut rules.
Yeah. I mean, that's how those people basically make their living, is off of the tips. So, okay, I get that part. I just don't understand the ones where I'm doing all the work.
Right.
And then I'm asked to tip. You know, I mean,
like a buffet.
It's like, exactly.
Like a buffet. Like, I'm getting
my
own food.
Why am I tipping there? You know, I mean.
Yeah, they bought me water. And in some cases, I can go up and get my own water. Like, it's very weird. We always leave, again, that's another instance where we leave a few dollars sitting on the table. But I don't know who actually gets that. Is it the person who did bring me the water?
Yep.
Or is it the person who cleans the table? Like, there's a lot of ways that it's all weird. And I know some places, some businesses, have basically like a pot that they put all of the tips in for that particular shift, and then it's divvied up at the end. Now, I don't know how everywhere does it, but I know there are a few places that do it that way. So I don't know. It's all very hard.
It's
and it's weird. And we just always leave what we feel is appropriate and hope it gets to the right person, because if we leave the money, we can't determine where it's going to end up after that, right? Especially in a restaurant. And especially when you're doing online charges and paying for things before it's delivered, you're like, I just hope it's going to the right person, and the tip money that I'm actually leaving is going to the driver and not back to the restaurant, even though they deserve it as well. It's a big thing. Tipping has actually become kind of a big thing. Now, this conversation just reminds me of why I am so uncool, because, you know, these are questions that we have in this world, right? But when we think of people who are cool, right? We mentioned Sarah Jessica Parker a little earlier this morning. Beyonce, Harry Styles. These are all people who are definitely cool and probably not sitting around talking about tipping and how it all works, Finn. Let's just be honest.
We're uncool.
Right? Exactly. Now, the question is, though, do we feel like we fit into the cool category? Someone actually polled 35,000 people and asked, do you think you're cool? Turns out most of us actually do think we're a pretty cool person. Or as the kids would like to say, on fleek, which now makes me 8,000% less cool than even a tipping conversation and trying to figure all of that out. Anyway, 53% of us say that we do consider ourselves to be cool. 29% of people of the 35,000 say not a chance am I cool, and 17% aren't really sure if they're cool or not. Men are a little more likely to say yes, and obviously age matters in this particular poll. 3/4 of us under the age of 30 think we're cool. Same goes for 2/3 of people between the ages of 30 to 45. 43% between 45 and 65 think they're cool, and even 28% of seniors would still describe themselves as cool. I don't know. That's awesome. I met some pretty awesome seniors, quite honestly.
Yeah.
They also
Mom is cool.
My mom is pretty awesome. Yeah, she's awesome. I would totally agree with that. Yeah. They also broke it down by where you live, and the results were pretty even across the board, except for one spot. You're far less likely to think you're cool if you live right here in the Midwest.
Okay.
Well, we get it. We've got a weird accent. We eat things like brats. We have fried cheese. We drink a lot of beer. I mean, I'm just going by what we know in Wisconsin.
That makes us cool right there.
It's funny, though. It's funny that we just don't consider ourselves to be cool in the upper Midwest. Only 44% of Midwesterners actually think they're cool. 36% say no way, and 20% have no idea if they're cool or not, which definitely makes you probably a little uncool if you can't even determine your parameters.
But see, now, if you ask me, do I think I'm cool? Yeah, I think I'm the coolest. But if you ask somebody else, they're not going to say I'm cool.
Don't ask your teenager.
Like, you know, do not ask the teenager. But, you know, the truth of it is that when you truly become cool is when you don't care.
Right.
When you don't care about being cool, that ultimately makes you cool.
I totally agree because I think there's a little bit more of a freeing attitude when you're not trying to, and I don't want to necessarily say impress people because that's not always what you do, right? But there is a certain degree of that. But when you're just doing your thing and having fun with it and you don't care if you're good at it, you don't care if you're bad at it, you're just doing it because you love it, that's what I think makes somebody really
cool.
Exactly. It's a presence that you carry with you at that point, right?
Yeah, like, because when you're trying to be cool, then
it always works out badly.
You're trying too hard. Yeah.
It works out badly for everybody involved, quite honestly, which is why I've never actually tried. I mean, here's the thing. I am very, very self-aware of who I am. I'm a complete idiot sometimes. I do really stupid things because I don't think it through. There's a lot of things that I'm really interested in that I know it's probably a small pool of people, or I'd still do it the old school or old fashioned way. Like Corey always laughs at me. He's like, why are you making a grocery list on a piece of paper? Why don't you just put notes into your phone? Are you kidding? Because then I can't scratch things out and stuff. I like the feel of scratching things out. You do your way, I'll do my way.
That's what I do. I totally write everything down on a piece of paper. But you know, if you want to get in touch with me, you have to send a carrying pigeon. You've got to send a homing pigeon if you want to get in touch with me, because I don't have a phone. So yeah, I mean, that's what I do.
Here's the thing. When I make out a grocery list, right, I'll take my phone if I'm only getting a few things. Like yesterday, I had to run into the store and I had a list of about 7 things I had to get. I'll have that on my phone. And here's why. Because I can run through that list really, really quickly. And, you know, because your phone shut off after a certain period of time on the display. Now, I know you can reset it. I do reset mine all the time. But it's annoying when you're in the store and you're like, oh gosh, now I have to open it back up. I have to get back in. When I have a piece of paper in front, it's just in front of me, right? Like, it's just in front of me. And I can scroll down it quickly.
Exactly.
I usually have a pen in my hand, and I can just quick scratch things off. I don't have to reopen things. I don't have to do that. I don't have to use my finger to go up and down to move things up and down. I just look at the piece of paper and I use my eyes to do the scrolling. It's so much faster for me if I'm doing my own shopping. But these are the things that he makes fun of me for, right? And he's like, you are so old when you do these things. You have a smartphone. I'm like, I don't care. That's still not as convenient. Now, here's what I said to him though one day. I'm like, then fine. You make the list. You go get the stuff. And I said, you do it your way. Well, see, there were no takers then. There were no takers then. Nobody wanted to do it then. And then it was like, okay, carry on. You do it your way. So, yes, I mean, these are the things, though, that, Dexter will say, too, makes me uncool. Now, Dexter will say that I'm cool in some ways because he's like, you're open about most things. He's like, you'll talk to me about most things. You don't talk to me like I'm a kid about some things. You'll watch some of the movies I want to watch. And he's like, you'll even listen to a lot of the music I like, and you don't judge me for my choices. So Dexter thinks in that regard I'm cool. Probably everything else, though, Dexter would just roll his eyes at me for. I'm pretty sure that's how that's going.
The music thing, that's a tricky one, because I will listen to some of their stuff, but I can only go so far because I don't like some of their stuff. I like some of their stuff, but there's a lot of their stuff that I don't like. But watch, now we'll have a story in the next couple of days about how Gen Zers are finding it really retro and cool to make lists on paper their grocery trips. Yeah,
probably. Now, the one part about Dexter that I do appreciate is he knows that sometimes like his playlist gets to me a little bit, and we've talked about this. Like, I like and I can respect most of the stuff he listens to, even when he's in a pretty hardcore rock day. Like, he's having one of those days where he wants to pull out the Deftones, he wants to pull out Muse, Limp Bizkit, all of that. I can usually get down with that, because once in a while he'll throw me a bone and there's like a Nirvana or something that, you know, like I can actually make the words out to. So he'll throw me a bone in the car, which is awesome. So we've come up with a deal now, right? I'm like, you get to pick the music to wherever we're going. I pick the music home from wherever we're going.
That seems fair.
And so that's our little deal we have in the car. And I usually try to find one of my playlists with some older stuff that I know he's probably got on his anyway, because he likes a lot of the retro stuff. He loves Outkast. He thinks Outkast is the best. He loves some of like the 80s rock. He loves Toto. He loves all of that kind of stuff, right? So Duran Duran, he's a fan. He likes NXS. So I'll usually try to pull out a playlist with a lot of that on it as well, so we're both happy. He just doesn't care. He's going to pull out whatever he feels like he's in the mood for at that particular time. So I try to compromise with him a little bit, just because then at least we're both happy in the car, and it's not, say we're going to Madison, an hour there listening to Muse and an hour home listening to Paramore, which I could get down with, but it gets to be a lot. Like, it's a little bit of a lot when you're in the car and you're listening to all of it just nonstop for an hour. It's a lot. It's a lot of guitars and a lot of what I know is lyrics and singing, but it doesn't feel like it after about 20 minutes. It really doesn't.
Some of that I would rather listen to than some of the current pop music.
This is true. You know, this is true. Dexter doesn't do
top
pop.
40.
Yeah, no, so we don't do they any have, pop.
Is there a similar agreement between Corey and Dexter then? I mean, when they're traveling together?
I think his dad just learns how to
Dexter
tune it out a little bit.
Is Hall & Oates at all? Or?
No, he does not. In fact, he makes fun of his dad when we pull out the Hall & Oates. Although, because we've played Lost Lyric with them so many times in the car, where, you know, we try to guess the song based on the first couple of notes, Dexter knows his Hall & Oates really well. He just would prefer not to listen to them. But Corey's kind of funny, because he'll let Dexter play, you know, like put his playlist in, but he'll always tell him, make sure it's something that I can actually like get down to, like I can actually like sing along, keep a beat to it. So when he's with his dad, he usually pulls out some more of his like hip-hop, R&B, a little bit more of the rap stuff, because then there's retro stuff on it and there's new stuff. Like Dexter is I mentioned he loves Outkast. He loves the song Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland from like the early 2000s. He loves Belle Biv DeVoe, so he'll put some of that on his playlist to amuse his dad too. But it gets hard. Yeah. I guess not. I've never considered, again, I will say it one more time, I've never considered myself to be cool, ever. I am the most self-aware person with all of my faults that you will probably ever meet. And I'm okay pointing them out, because chances are if I recognize that they're really bad, you're probably going to talk to me for about 5 minutes or watch me do something. You're going to be like, what is wrong with you? So it's just easier to admit where you go wrong every day than to pretend like it's it's not happening, Finn.
You're
it's just
self-deprecating. That's what it is.
I'm very honest about who I am, and I'm very aware of who I am. I mean, I know that it's hard for me to walk without tripping over my own feet because I start looking at too many things at one time. I mentioned it earlier. Sometimes I get so excited that all the words want to come out at once, and I can't get them all out at once. And so Corey actually has to, like, stop me for a minute and get me to slow down. I mean, these are things I know about myself, and I haven't changed in 45 years now. My mom is probably listening right now, and she's probably going, yep, yep, nope. She's been tripping upstairs for a really long time. Yes.
But let me ask you this, though. Do you have friends that are similar to you? Because would you like to hang out with a person that is very similar to you? I mean, because
I do.
Then
my friends are all
over
the gamut.
Do you gauge them as cool then? I mean, if you have
a friend. I just think they're awesome. I think they're awesome individuals. They truly are. I have friends who are all over the gamut. One of my really great friends from college, Jill, is very much like I am. She kind of gets herself in her own conundrums because she just doesn't think things all the way through. She just lets the excitement kind of build and take over from there. So she's kind of like I am. And then one of our other really good friends from college, she was more level-headed. She loved to have a good time, and she was very self-aware of her shortcomings in life as well. But at the same time, she was kind of like the middle ground for us because she was a little bit more she was a little bit more of a planner, a little bit more strategic in her thinking and all of that. So she kind of, you know, bridged the gap between us being insane and, you know, getting in trouble and doing things where we should probably think them through a little bit more. So I've had friends all over the gamut. Some are just crazy and they're just, we get in a whole lot of trouble when we're together. Not in a bad way, but, you know, we say things we shouldn't or we get a little louder than we should or whatever. But I've got friends all over the gamut. Some are very introspective, others are very retrospective, and others just love to have a great time, and they're a lot like I am, and they get a little ahead of themselves sometimes, with the best of intentions, though, because we always do it with the best of intentions. We get ahead of ourselves. The thinking process does not go all the way through. Like, from step A to step Z, we forgot the B, C, D, E, F, G, all of it in between. Like, we just saw this, and we went to here.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah. We just didn't really think it through.
We have a lot of those stories from college.
Yeah. Well, most of us do.
Wow, that seemed... Look at us. We were trying to accomplish something there. It was a good idea at the time. So no matter where you're at on the spectrum today, whether you're like I am and realize you're never going to be cool, and you're probably a hearty Midwesterner, or maybe you think you're the coolest person on earth, we're going to embrace all of that today, Finn. Yes. We're just going to embrace it all because, if we got to make ourselves feel good in some capacity as well.
Got to do something, right?
Exactly. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 50, down to 27 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 51. As we look ahead to Thursday, mostly cloudy. Some afternoon showers possible with a high near 53. Right now, it's 38.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of March, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo Area High School Baseball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women-owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
It's 8:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:38 right now. And Finn, I don't know if you remember, but yesterday was actually National Snack Day, which a lot of us probably celebrated, whether we realized it or not, or whether we really wanted to or not. A market research company released a map that shows the most searched for snack in every U.S. state, and the results are pretty bland, actually. We're not very exciting when it comes to our snacks. Rice Krispie Treats, number one in 18 different states, including right here in Wisconsin. And I find this map interesting when I look at it because it's actually fairly regional as far as where we're eating our favorite snacks.
Okay.
Doritos was preferred in 16 different states and Cheetos was the top in 8 states. So 42 Ooh. Of 50 states picked one of those three. There were a few slightly more unique picks. Fritos and Chex Mix both carried 3 states. Lay's potato chips were the top pick in 2 states. New Jersey went with Cheerios. That adds up to 51.
What?
fun. Yeah, well, they added up, right? Cheerios. Do you eat them dry or with the milk? I don't know. Did they pull infants who love to eat Cheerios by the handful when
exactly.
they're able?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Doesn't that seem like something you would have it's to snack random. On when there's nothing else in the house?
It depends, though. Like, they make so many different Cheerio flavors. Those little chocolate Cheerio things, those are pretty darn good. Let me tell you, they've got some peanut butter ones now, too. It tastes like Reese's peanut butter cups. So, you know, there is that. I don't know what people are. I would not choose Cheerios, but I'm just saying, if that's what you're going with, at least get some flavor instead of dry, plain yellow box Cheerios. Now, that adds up to 51, though, if you were doing the math this morning, because they did include Washington, D.C. Now, a few other favorites that didn't rank number one but made the top five in a number of states include Goldfish, Pringles, Tostitos, Starburst, and even Chips Ahoy. Now, I'm looking at this map, and I mentioned it's pretty regional, right? Like, most of the upper Midwest loves Rice Krispie treats, including right around us, Minnesota, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois. Actually, Illinois, I take that back, is a fan of Cheetos. And then, of course, over onto the East Coast, so Portland, Washington, Wyoming, they all love their Rice Krispie treats as well. The Cheetos fans, other than Illinois, happen to be mainly in the southern part of the United States, southwest, really. So you're looking at California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana. And then most of the South loves their Doritos. So places like Florida, Tennessee, Virginia, all of that, they love their Doritos. And then you have kind of those outliers like the Lay's, potato chips, and things like that. So there you go, folks, if you're looking for a good snack to keep at the desk. It was actually Alaska, by the way, one of the big states who loves Chex Mix. I just found that interesting this morning.
I'm a big Cheetos guy, so Cheetos and Doritos are good, too.
Yes.
I know you stick to the healthy snacks, correct?
I do. Yeah. You know, but if I'm going to, here's the thing. If I'm going for a snack, though, and I want to just skip the healthy stuff, my favorites probably wouldn't make this list because I'm going for things like Oreos or something like that. Like, I'm going to go for those. I'm not a big chip person. I never really have been a big chip person.
Okay.
I also like some of your trail mixes, so I'm usually going to go for that. And I'm not talking about the healthy ones. I'm saying loaded up with the M&M's. And all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's what I'm probably going to eat. So I don't usually go for chips, not really my go-to. And here's the other thing, too. I love a good Rice Krispie treat. I don't like the ones that you buy in the packages. I'm not a big fan of those. I like Rice Krispie treats that somebody
homemade.
Has made. Yeah, because they're just a little better. They're just, I mean, I get it. The ones in the package are good if you need a quick fix. But I prefer
the same.
Exactly. So I'm probably not going to grab a packaged Rice Krispie bar. But this isn't a horrible list. It gives you a good idea of what to put in the snack room at the office for everybody to enjoy, I guess.
Well, you schooled me on the world of Cheerios because I guess I wasn't aware of the fact that there were so many other flavors
there
of Cheerios out
there. I mean, you
can
get like strawberry flavored, and around Valentine's Day, they had like a strawberry iced one or something like that. I mean, I think those were probably special because they were pink box for Valentine's Day, but it's quite interesting. There are a lot of Cheerios out there. I mean, it's not just Honey Nut in the yellow box of Cheerios anymore.
Whew.
By the way, I'm looking at the full list of our favorite treats here in the state of Wisconsin. So we mentioned Rice Krispie treats, number one, right? That's followed by Doritos, Chex Mix, Tostitos, and then Goldfish comes in at number five. Now, that would also be another interesting question because there's different versions of Chex Mix, right? There's the plain Chex Mix, then you can get the cheesy Chex Mix. So do we have a preference here in the state of Wisconsin? We do
and
love
goldfish
our cheese.
Too, right? I mean, there's other kind of flavors for
exactly.
Goldfish.
Exactly. You can even get pretzel goldfish now, or you can get the extra cheesy goldfish, the cheese burst or whatever they call them. So it'd be interesting. And we love our cheese. It's Wisconsin. So I feel like anything we can put extra cheese on is probably going to be a good thing. But, there's a lot of different options out there as far as what we're snacking on. I find Starburst to be the weird one on this list. Like, is that really a snack? Are fruit chews really, really a snack that
we'd
have
to pile drive through at least half a bag, right? But then again, that's the same with Doritos and Cheetos. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't eat just one. You have to.
This is true.
Consume at least a half a bag or something, and then you feel horrible after you've done it. Wow.
See, this
I
is
can't
why
believe I ate the whole thing.
This might be why I try not to do chips, because I know I wouldn't be able to eat just one or two out of the bag, and I'm probably going to end up eating the whole thing. So it's just better if
it
I just...
It is a downward spiral.
Probably better if I just say no. My snacks now include things like rice cakes with vanilla Greek yogurt over the top and some blueberries or some... sometimes I'll throw avocado on there.
Sure.
Sometimes bananas, sometimes apples, and then you drizzle a little honey on top of it. That's what I eat for snacks. I've also found the fine world of mini cucumbers now. And if you take some plain Greek yogurt and add a little ranch dressing to it, mix it up, you make like your own little ranch sauce. Sometimes I'll use my roasted pepper aioli that I make and I'll dip my veggies in it. But those are my fine snacks that I enjoy here on
But let me ask you, be honest here. Do you ever miss just grabbing the bucket of ice cream from the freezer and just eating it straight from the bucket?
Absolutely. Because I was also the one who always got like the whole bunch of different flavors. And so I was always the one who used to do that. But then I'd like specifically dig down until I found like that caramel well right in the middle of it. And I would just eat all the caramel in the middle of the ice cream because it was absolutely delicious and it was gooey. Same thing for like the marshmallow swirl in the right Rocky Road. Because as I've said before, Rocky Road is my favorite ice cream, but it cannot have the marshmallow chunks. It has to have the marshmallow swirls because that just makes sense. Nobody wants like hard little marshmallow balls when they're trying to eat ice cream. That's disgusting. The swirl is where it's at, because then it's all through the entire ice cream.
That's the jam, and then it gets, right there.
Right, right. So, yes, I was that person. I would dig down and I'd find that pool of like the swirly stuff, whether it was like the fudge, whether it was the caramel, maybe both. I didn't have a preference. Uh-huh. Maybe even the marshmallow, and I would just eat that because that was delicious. Everybody else just gets the vanilla ice cream now.
But
have
now
fun
it's
with
the
that.
Rice cakes.
Or almond ice cream or something like that.
Now,
almond milk
I understand,
ice cream.
I understand why you're doing it. It's cool that you're healthy. But
there are times when I really, really do miss it. And the other thing is, too, is I'm lactose intolerant. So me eating the amount of milk product that I did at one time, not exactly it was not the healthy way to go about doing things.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you just overlook because it's so delicious and because there aren't a lot of options available. That's the one thing too that I found since I've started eating healthier and since I discovered a lot of these sensitivities I have to different foods, or maybe realized it, there's a lot more options even now than there was like 4 or 5 years ago when I started this. So it's actually kind of crazy how that market has just exploded and people are kind of demanding those types of foods now. So I've found my horizons broadening just based on what's available just at a regular grocery store, right? Like, I love to go to the specialty stores. Don't get me wrong. I love the Granary in downtown Baraboo. But sometimes you just got to go to a regular grocery store and get your stuff, too. So I love that I have options in those places now, too. So, but it will never be Rocky Road with marshmallow swirl in it.
Ever.
That's right. That's right. These are the things that I dream about at night and instead of other stuff. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to stay in the 50s over the next couple of days. Maybe some showers later this week. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. On Saturday, March 9th, it's the 39th annual Reedsburg Fire Department Team Bowling Tournament. This one-day-only event will be happening at Brewster's Lanes. Bowling will happen in three different shifts. The noon shift still has availability. Visit Reedsburg Fire Department on Facebook for all the details or go to reedsburgfire.org. Also on Saturday, March 9th, it's the 12th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This is happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, 545 North Oak Street in Reedsburg. Free admission for the event is 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th. Food and process demos will be happening in the gym. Get more details by checking out Food Fair 12th Annual Sacred Heart School Gym on Facebook. It's time for the annual Baraboo Kiwanis Pancake and Egg Breakfast. This event is going to take place on Sunday, March 10th from 8 a.m. until noon. $7 for adults, kids eat for $3. Ticket sales will be supporting things such as the Baraboo Riverwalk, scholarships, Camp Wabik, Boys and Girls Club, Kids Ranch, Giving Tree, and more. And again, this is on Sunday, March 10th, 8 a.m. until noon at Baraboo High School. BaraboooKiwanis.org for more details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboooBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Boys basketball tournament continues over the weekend. Back on Friday, the Baraboo Thunderbirds had their season come to an end with a 76-45 loss to Wauwatosa West. They continued their winning ways as the 3-seed upset number 2 Beaver Dam, 56-52. Beaver Dam got the 74-55 win over Portage the night before. That sets up a matchup between Pewaukee and Wauwatosa West coming up on Thursday. Stoughton, the 1 seed, and number 2 Mount Horta meeting on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 3, Lodi got a 52-40 win on Friday night and then fell to Platteville 80-66. Platteville will move on to face Wisconsin Dells. Chiefs were able to get an 83-32 win against Viroqua. They then followed that up with a 79-35 dominating victory over River Valley. Lake Mills and Lakeside Lutheran on the other side of that one. And again, that'll be played on Thursday. Get the full bracket and all the details by going to WIAWI.org. Girls basketball state tournament is set. In Division 2 for Sectional 2, it was Beaver Dam falling to Pewaukee 77-61. Pewaukee will now move on to face Notre Dame. Edgewood's heading to state after they were able to get wins over Edgerton and then follow that up with a victory against Waupun 57-42. They'll meet Kettle Moray and Lutheran. Again, full bracket and details, WIAWI.org. Girls basketball state tournament will get started on Thursday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Even without the Greek Freak, the Bucks make it 6 straight victories yesterday at home over the LA Clippers. 113-106 the final. Huge game for Damian Lillard. 41 points in the contest. He was 4 of 9 from behind the 3-point line. Bobby Portis showed up huge as well. 28 points, 16 rebounds. He and Pat Beverly shared some awesome moments and really showed what the heart of this team could be during the end of the season and potentially into a playoff run. Beverly with 12 points and 9 rebounds for the game. 6 straight victories, as mentioned, 41-21, now the record for the Bucks. Team heads to California. They'll face the Warriors tomorrow night, 9 o'clock tip-off. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny, up to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51 on Thursday, mostly cloudy with some showers by late afternoon and a high near 53. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out. Worthington, worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
David Bowie and Let's Dance. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:56 right now. And Finn, on a Tuesday, sometimes we just need to do a little celebrating. That's why we do these calendar days, because, well, it gives us something to look forward to make our way through another work week. So we talked a lot about our favorite snacks, right, last time around, and we mentioned that Cheetos were a big one for a lot of the country. Mm-hmm. Well, today happens to be National Cheese Doodle Day, which is essentially the same thing. So there you go. You can celebrate with a Cheeto or two. Cool. And celebrate National Cheese Doodle Day. I know that's a food one, but it just fit in all so well, so I had to bring it up early. It's also Unique Names Day today. So if you're one of those people that's always hated your name because you thought your parents were just insane for naming you that particular name, well, this is your day to embrace it and celebrate it. I know I've got some friends out there who have some really unique names, and this would be the one day of the week that they would not curse their parents for that particular name. First one day out of the year, I should say.
For all the moon units and Dweezil Zappas out there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we thought Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin were insane when they just named their daughter Apple, right? Yeah. No. We've seen some crazy ones. Today is National Sportsmanship Day. Of course, we're talking about in the world of sports. That's a tough one, because especially when it comes to kids' sports or high school athletics, sometimes it's not the kids who exhibit bad sportsmanship. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's the parents who are sitting in the stands. We've all seen that one parent, right? So, I think it goes not only for the players, but coaches, the fans, everybody who's involved. So National Sportsmanship Day is today. National Potty Dance Day is today. Oh, gosh. With as much water as I drink, I probably do way too many potty dances one day. But I know, too much information, but sometimes it's just what it is. This is a day, though, where you just kind of embrace having to do the potty dance no matter your age because, well, let's face it, we've all been there. We've all done that. I personally am one of those people who finds it super stupid having to go to the bathroom. Now, do I get that it's necessary? Absolutely. Do I get how things work? Absolutely. I get really upset, though, when I'm in the middle of something and I have to stop because I have to use the bathroom, which inevitably happens a lot.
It is annoying.
It is, right? Inevitably, 200 ounces of water a day, I'm going to be in the bathroom a lot. But it really does get annoying, really, really annoying fast. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? Well, we mentioned there's some food and drink on the list. So we mentioned the cheese doodles, which you can celebrate with today. Cinco de Marcho Day. This is just a day when I think that we've made up so that we can have more margaritas and pretend like it's May 5th or something. Well, I mean, which honestly doesn't sound bad today, does it? I mean, who's going to say no to more daiquiris and margaritas?
Although tomorrow could be interesting.
That could be interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's really going to say no to chips and salsa and all of that good stuff on Cinco de Marcho? Nobody. Uh-huh. Nobody's saying no to these things. And I just made your dinner plans for you. So you're welcome. It's also National Poutine Day today. So if you love some good, I don't know, fries with gravy on top
of it. That's what
it is. Yeah, some poutine is where it's at. That seems to be more of a Canadian thing, doesn't it?